It's a truly all-star band live on KPLU today. Guitarist Larry Coryell's reunited 11th House band, including Randy Brecker on trumpet, Danny Trifon on bass, Alphonse Mouzon drumming, and a special Seattle twist, Mark Seals is playing piano with the band. Really, one of the premier groups fusing jazz and rock in the 70s. We are thrilled to have them together in the KPLU studios. Please welcome Larry Coryell's 11th House Band.
Thank you.
Right on, right on. Larry Coryell, the guitar. This is the 11th House Band. Larry, you were around going to college at UW and here in the Northwest during what I consider one of the early golden ages of music in the Northwest. You got to play with one of the great bands, the Dynamics, back in the day. I wonder if you could tell us about what the scene was like as a young musician playing around Seattle in the 60s.
Oh, man, it was so exciting. I can't tell you how excited I was because I came over from the Tri-Cities, which was mostly, you know, when the Wailers came over, that was like hearing the Rite of Spring, you know. Everything was relative. I was every Saturday night I'd play in a country band with a real good steel guitar player, and the hippest thing we did was What I Say by Ray Charles. However, that little bit, Ray Charles, to get exposed to that, plus my guitar teacher, his name was John LaChapelle. He died earlier this year. He taught me how to play some music from Pajama Game. That was a big Broadway show at the time. So I learned how to play some chords, learned how to play some stuff. So on and so forth. I'd learned Hey There. So I knew a few tunes, but then when I got to Seattle, the whole Northwest band thing, which was kind of led by the Wailers, among others, and the Frantics, as well as the Dynamics, it was exciting. So the whole thing was really into R&B and funk, and the Dave Lewis group. Do you know who Dave Lewis was?
Absolutely.
He was like the underground hero for all of us players coming up. So it was very exciting, very exciting.
Now, years later, you would leave Seattle, as a lot of great Seattle musicians did back in the 60s. What was the process of forming this band, the 11th House Band, in the, I guess it was around 1970s?
Well, I heard Alphonse. We were working opposite McCoy Tyner, and Alphonse was playing with McCoy. We got to talking, and then when we got back to New York, it just kind of started to amalgamate, and we wanted to do something that was jazz inspired, but was our own language, our own dialogue, and we wanted to get somebody who could really play great horn. So we were fortunate enough to get Randy, and then from Buzzy Linhart we got Danny, and then my old sparring partner from Yakima, who was in Seattle at the time, Mike Mandel, he was on board because he had moved. He had moved back east then. And the 11th House was born.
Now, the style of music you were playing back then was still relatively new in jazz, and I wonder what the reaction was to the 11th House Band. Were you immediately embraced, or was there some skepticism?
Yeah, it was very positive, because the audiences for whom we were playing, we would do gigs on the same bill with Return to Forever, or the Headhunters, or Weather Report. And so the audience was there, and we played for a lot of college-age kids at those East Coast colleges, and they were very hip. And if they didn't know about Miles and Train after they heard us, they found out about Miles and Train. So we were kind of the Johnny Appleseed of trying to help the public develop taste. Because at that time, there was a lot of other stuff going on. Music really dominated culture at that time. Mm-hmm. And everybody was into music. And we certainly are grateful that we had some of the most incredible performances, especially when we went to Toulouse in France and they had a riot. And then another time, the equipment didn't make it in Paris, so I had to play it out. I did my maiden voyage on acoustic guitar, and traveling and playing with Randy and Mike and Danny, and with Alphonse, like spearheading with the energy, you know, just for so many years, we had a great, great run And the only reason it changed for me was that the volume was getting to me a little bit. Mm. And if you notice, we don't play that loud here. If Blue Cheer were on this show today, they'd still play the same volume that they did if they were playing in Kezar Stadium. But we can play this stuff with plenty of an intensity, like we're doing in the studio. And it sounds like it works. Is it working? All right, it's working.
All right, Larry Coryell at the guitar. This is the 11th House Band. We'd love to hear another tune. What have you got for us next?
Has everybody been introduced properly?
Yeah, we got Mark Seals here on piano, Danny Trifan at the bass, okay. Alphonse Mouzon drums, right. Randy Brecker trumpet, Larry Coryell at the guitar.
Okay, we're going to do another. We just played Right On Y'all by Alphonse. We're going to do another one of his tunes now. It was hilarious when we played it last night because before we did it, I saw Overton Berry, my old band leader, from those days. Right, he was right there in front, and I said, well, there's the guy who taught me the concept of funky. So it was perfectly appropriate. So this is the Funky Waltz.
The Funky Waltz, the 11th House Band, live on KPLU. Thank you. Larry Coryell, the guitar. It's the 11th House Band live in the studios here at KPLU. Larry, I've got one more question, and then we'll play another song. This band was really pioneering the use of electronics in jazz and in music, period. Electronic music was pretty new. And I wonder how important electronics were to the sound of the band.
Yeah, well, normally I would have, like, you know, mission control down here on the floor with all these kind of pedals. But because of the logistics of doing this show, I just brought my straight-ahead sound, which is okay.
Yeah.
But what's interesting is that Randy has more effects than I do. Normally, Randy has something that looks something between a cross between the inside of a 747 cockpit and a missile launch at Cape Canaveral.
But it seems, as we hear this afternoon, that it can be done without all the fancy tricks, can it?
Oh, yeah.
Straight ahead, baby.
We are live in the studios with the straight-ahead version of Larry Coryell's 11th House Band. They're playing tonight through Sunday at Jazz Alley. We've got time for one more song. Larry, what would you like to play?
Lolita.
Lolita.
Okay, this is called Lolita.